The staff at Burlington Green know flocks of people will be heading down to Burlington's beach to see the total solar eclipse April 8. That's why the organization has teamed up with the Monarch Butterfly Eclipse Project, so it can help butterflies while also giving community members a way to see the total solar eclipse safely. We need to protect every part of nature because it's a really intricate, somewhat complicated, and yet remarkably simple ecosystem, said Sue Alksness, community engagement, volunteer and fundraising manager with Burlington Green. Pollinators play a really important role. Every purchase of the Monarch Butterfly Eclipse Project ISO-certified solar eclipse glasses through the dedicated Burlington Green link will help the local organization in its conservation efforts. It mainly comes down to encouraging more pollinator-friendly plants in the local environment. For monarchs specifically, they need to add milkweed plants because that's the only plant monarch butterflies will lay their eggs on, hatch on and eat before they turn into a chrysalis, Alksness said. The Monarch Butterfly Eclipse Project was started by Oakville High School students, Emily Leclerc, Maggie Lentini, Ellen Lentini, Taylor Denton and Paige Denton, who were inspired after learning the eastern migration route of the endangered monarch butterflies follows a similar path to the total solar eclipse. Interest in the project has been ramping up since January with more organizations becoming project partners, said Leclerc's mother, Rianne. The students' families have helped organize the project because of its scope. School boards in the Greater Toronto Area announced they were changing the PA day to April 8, which is when the eclipse is. That made people more aware there was an eclipse coming and made people excited, Rian said. Each year, monarch butterflies migrate from central Mexico to southern Canada, a journey between 4,000 and 5,000 kilometers long, which is among the longest insect migrations in the world, according to World Wildlife Fund Canada. The students have partnered with other organizations to promote the sale of solar eclipse glasses, with 20% of the gross sales being donated back to the partnering organization. 100% of the net profit will go to the Monarch Butterfly Eclipse Foundation, which is being established by the team behind the project. Each year, the students will decide which organization, charity or individual who is working towards monarch butterfly conservation to receive the proceeds. It could be to an organization that needs help with planting more milkweed or a butterfly conservatory that needs some money to help, Rian said. After April 8, Burlington Green is encouraging those who purchased glasses to reuse them for upcoming partial solar eclipses occurring in 2025 and 2026. To recycle the solar eclipse glasses, drop them off during business hours at the Zero Waste Zone inside Burlington Center located just outside of Conspiracy Comics, Bentley and the Fido booth. Community members who are heading down to Burlington Beach to see the total solar eclipse on April 8 can give their glasses to Burlington Green team members who will be collecting them to be recycled at their headquarters in the historic pump house at 1094 Lakeshore Road. For those who can't drop the glasses off, Burlington Green is encouraging them to disassemble the glasses, place the lenses in the garbage and place the cardboard frames in their recycling bin. To purchase the glasses in support of Burlington Green, go to www.burlingtongreen.org, news, support butterflies BG.